Hey everybody, what is going on? And welcome back once again to a brand new episode of Sweeten Up Podcast, season number 2, episode number 54. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining us for another year. I am your host, Jeff Spencer, and I'm coming at you from my brand new podcast studio located on the outskirts of Danbury, Connecticut. Thank you so much for taking some time to join me today. I greatly appreciate it, whether you have for an entire season or you are today for the first time. It means a lot to all of us here at the podcast. However, if you are just joining us for the first time, take a look back at our library of 53 episodes anytime you want, anywhere you subscribe to the show. As always, if you like what you hear on the podcast today, please be sure to subscribe anywhere you get your podcast so that you never miss a future episode. You can find the podcast on Instagram and Facebook at Sweeten Up Podcast. Also, if you have a suggestion for the podcast, want to write into the show, or would like to be a guest on the show down the road, please reach out to us at sweetenuppodcast@gmail.com. With that being said, my guest on the podcast today is the great and powerful George Sarafagas. George Sarafagas is the owner of the New Holiday Diner, which has been a staple of Danbury since 1947. George and his family purchased the diner back in August of 2000 and have given it an updated look back in 2014. Holiday Diner has been a mainstay ever since due to its amazing food and loyal customer base. On top of that, the Holiday Diner is on Instagram, where George will post some of the funniest videos promoting the diner and its famous milkshake of the month. We had a fantastic conversation live inside Holiday Diner in downtown Danbury, talking all things Holiday Diner, the history of the diner, how George and his family made it through the COVID-19 pandemic, the diner's presence on Instagram, the coveted milkshake of the month, what George enjoys doing in his free time, and so much more. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, my friend and one of the nicest guys around, Mr. George Sarafagas. Joining me on the podcast today, live on 123 White Street in Danbury, Connecticut, just across the street from the Danbury Railway Museum. I am so honored because right across from me, live inside the New Holiday Diner, is the owner of Holiday Diner, the great George Sarafagas. And George, thank you so much for giving me some of your free time. I really appreciate it. It's so nice to join you in here after hours. And how are you doing, my friend?
What an introduction. I'm great, man. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Of course. It's my pleasure, man. I mean, I feel like it's been a long time coming. I've seen your Instagram videos. I've seen what you've been doing on social media. I think it's awesome to follow a diner, by the way.
Thanks, man.
Because in your bio, it says, who follows a diner on Instagram? But I do, and I love it. And when I moved to Danbury just about 2 months ago, I couldn't wait to get out here. So when I came out here and saw you for the first time, I was like, oh yeah, this guy has the best vibes. So I couldn't wait.
Man.
Yeah, I couldn't wait to come by and talk to you. And it's so funny because the editor on our podcast, Nick Passacretta, he worked for the News Times as an intern. And in 2014, he did the article where you guys renovated the place. Nick Passacretta.
Oh, yeah.
So he's the editor on the podcast.
Oh, no kidding.
What's up, Nick? Yeah, so when he heard that I was coming here to do this with you and everything like that and how much, you know, I love this diner, he's like, oh, that brings me back. So that was...
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Yeah, that was like just after college for him and everything like that. So
no kidding.
Yeah, super
cool. How
cool
is that?
Yeah, right?
Small world.
Yeah, exactly. So... like I said, thank you so much. It's beautiful in here. Holiday Diner is absolutely beautiful. I love this diner. I've been to a lot of diners. One of my favorites is up in Maine. It's not my favorite, and I'll get to where my favorite is later, but it's called Moody's Diner in Maine. It's great, but you know, this reminds me of it a little bit, so I think that's what's really special. But one place I like to start with my guests, as I always do, is how did you get by COVID-19? I mean, the last year was absolutely insane, and you know, we got through it. You obviously got through it, but how was it not only on a personal level with your family and friends and all that stuff, and I hope everyone's doing well, but on a business level? I mean, just being in this environment during COVID-19 must have been crazy. So how was it getting through it?
Yeah, COVID was new ground, I think, for everybody, right?
Yeah.
No one's really been through that. Now, you know, I'm lucky enough, I work with my parents. My parents bought this diner 20 years ago, and my parents have been in this business like 35 years, and I even asked them, I was like, you know, what do I do here? And even they were like, this was new ground for them too, right? They didn't really, they've never been through anything like this. it was just all new for everybody. And we ended up actually closing for like 2.5 months.
Oh, wow.
So we did, you know, initially what had happened, I mean, I kind of made a personal decision at first. My daughter, Gianna, had just been born. And my wife and I had just moved into a new house. And when they said, you know, we're going to shut everything down for 2 weeks, I kind of said, you know, I could really use 2 weeks off, you know?
Yeah.
So I did, you know, little did I know, those 2 weeks turned into like 10 weeks. But thankfully, you know, we were able to get back up and running. And, you know, initially it was kind of slow, you know, it was only to go for a little while, and then they allowed us to do outside seating, and we adapted pretty well to it, I think. But yeah, you know,
the outside's nice. Lights and everything.
People love it, man. Yeah. People love it, yeah. Yeah, string lights from Amazon, right? I mean, it do wonders for you. But yeah, we were at first it was a little slow, right? It was a little tough getting going. People weren't really sure. I think certain people were really uncomfortable. But as we got the outside seating and then they opened up inside, we kind of got, you know, back in our groove. And I can thankfully say that right now we are hopping, man.
Awesome.
Yeah, things are good.
That's great. Yeah. That's awesome. I mean, it's such a great diner. You know, when you think about diners, you think about, you know, a menu that you see all the time, but sure. With your menu, it's so different. It's like new meets old. It's sure. So cool. Like it's always changing. It's always fun, energizing, and it's awesome. I think it's great. And that's one of the reasons why I would like to say this is my favorite diner. Yeah.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate that.
Honestly,
thank you.
This is my favorite diner. Just the vibe in here and just what you do on social media and just how much fun you seem to have with this place is just, it's awesome. It's really great.
I love it. I can honestly say that I do.
I can tell.
Much fun. You know, I love the people. I mean, it really is the best part. And I know that's kind of like a corny answer, like sure. A politically correct answer,
sure. Right?
But I do. I love the people, man. I have so much fun when I come in here.
And you must have so many regulars.
Oh, man.
Yeah, people that you
yeah,
just...
They yeah, they are. I've always said, if I started my own TV show, we would blow the Kardashians out of the water, dude. They would have nothing on this place. It's these guys. I have guys that have been coming here for 60 years.
Wow.
Every day.
That's
this
awesome.
One guy, he told me in 60 years that he's been married, he's only had breakfast at home twice.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
because
awesome.
That's because his wife made him, right?
That's awesome,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah, that's the heartbeat of who we are, right? We have these day in and day out guys, and women too, right? Everybody. It's they're the best part about the business, man.
That's awesome.
I love it.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's so great. And, you know, and that's why I love coming here, and I love you, and I'm so glad you were able to give me some of your time. And
thanks, man.
Where did this all start? So I know in 2000, that's when the business was bought, but bring me back to 2000 and when... You know, your family bought the business and everything like that.
Yeah. So my parents at the time had owned two other diners. And
oh, okay.
When I was 14 then. So I remember I had spent my summer in Greece, which I did a lot when I was younger. I would go spend the whole
very
summer
cool.
in Greece. Yeah.
Were and you born there?
No, I was born here.
Okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
And I remember I came home and my dad had bought another diner. And he said to me, "You're going to work." So we were, you know, throughout the diners, all the diners that my parents had throughout the years, we were always, I have two brothers. We were always the busboys.
Gotcha.
Always, right? I mean, my dad taught us, you know, he put us in the kitchen. We learned how to do toast and French fries, and we learned how to take cash. But then, you know, we learned how to wait tables. And for the most part, though, like in those years, we were the busboys.
Gotcha.
And my dad was like, I came home from Greece, and he goes, "Hey, you're going to work tomorrow." And I remember I came here, and it was a lot different than what it is today.
Right.
You know, it was a pretty rough crowd. You know, it was back then it was 24 hours. It was kind of known for a hangout for some, you know, not so pleasant.
Yeah, you get that bar crowd from downtown Danbury.
Right. Yeah. And unfortunately they were here in the morning too, right?
Oh, okay.
But you know, slowly my dad, being a very aggressive guy, he cleaned all that up and really turned it down. He renovated it pretty soon after he bought it. Really kind of turned the clientele. You know, we stayed 24 hours for a long time. We stopped that. I want to say it's almost been like 10 years now. You know, 24 hours is a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot.
It's tough. You know, my parents went through a lot all those years working the diner, you know, getting phone calls at 3 o'clock in the morning saying, you know, there's been a fight or, you know, someone didn't show up. You know, you gotta come. And, you know, they reached a point where they said, you know what, that's not it. And around then is about when I decided that this is what I wanted to do. And, you know, I had sat down and talked with them, and they agreed that the whole 24-hour thing was not the way forward.
Right? Gotcha.
Just, you sacrifice way too much to do that. Now, my parents did it, and my friend, they sacrificed a lot, right? And I'm so appreciative of that.
Right.
But, you know, in order to continue it and maintain it and sort of bring it to today, you know, I kind of told them, I was like, there's no way that I can do that, right? You know, you want to have a family life. You want to have somewhat of a personal life, right? You want to be able to go home some nights and say, you know what? I want to stay with my wife and kids. I want to just take the night off. I want to relax. And that was the only way we were going to do it. And we did. And, you know, my parents have been so, so, so supportive of that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really, really awesome. And thanks. So are your folks from Greece?
Yeah. They were born there. My dad came here when he was 17.
Wow.
His first job, he was a dishwasher at Frankie's Diner in Bridgeport.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, so that was his first job. He was
nice.
Dishwasher for like 6 months, and then he became a cook, right? Which is what they did back then, right? They brought the guys in as dishwashers, and they taught them fast and put them on the grill, right? And, you know, he did that for a few years, and then saved up some money, and he actually became a partner in Orem's Diner in Wilton back then. So not the new location. There was an old location before they built Route 7.
Gotcha.
And he was a partner there, and then he left and went off on his own.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a diner I've been to many times.
Yeah, great diner. Great diner.
Really great diner. That's super cool. And then I know in 2014 is when you guys even renovated even further.
Yeah, we renovated again, kind of did like a full overhaul.
It's beautiful in here.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
Like, honestly, just... Because, like, you renovated, but you still kept that feel of a diner.
Absolutely.
That,
you know,
old,
like,
school
retro,
feel.
That retro, old school
feel.
That's what we were looking for. You know, you want people to come in and feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Right? You know?
Exactly.
And I think that we did a good job, and partly because I didn't pick out anything because I'm not good at that stuff. So
neither am I. Oh, my gosh. I would hope to God no one would ever want me
don't ask me to decorate anything.
To decorate or do anything like that. But, when you look around, it's just, oh, my God. And I love the colors. It's just so in the wood.
Yeah, just beautiful woodwork.
Yeah.
Thank you. That part was here, actually. We didn't really do much here in the dining room. We just, we redid the booths, the carpet, the tables. But for the most part, all the woodwork, you know, remained intact because it was beautiful, you know.
So nice.
Natural, old school, you know.
So nice.
And we said, no, that's staying.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, what is it like for you? I mean, you guys are down here right on White Street, basically the heart of Danbury. I mean, what is that for you? I mean, it must be awesome just having a place right here in the heart of the city.
I love it. Diners themselves, you know, a diner is known for just having people from, you know, all over the spectrum, right? Top to bottom, left to right, corner to corner, everybody goes to a diner, right? And then being downtown and being so, you know, we have the train station, we have downtown, we have the courthouse, we have the hospital, we have Westcon, you just get a mix of everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Like a melting pot,
It blends so well.
Nice.
Right? Everything just goes together. Everybody, it blends so well. I know people that come in here all the time, never met each other before, never seen each other before, and they have conversations, you know, over lunch, and then, you know, say, hey, you know, see you later, man, have a great day, and be on their way, right? It's just, it's that great eclectic feel, and people just love, I don't know, they just feel comfortable, and they love
it. Yeah, it's like comfort food.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You know, when you come to a diner, you're going to get a meal, like, you're going to see the menu, you're going to, you know, you're going to, there's a bunch of things, you're going to be like, oh my God, I like that. I mean, the first time I came here, I remember, I had such a hard time deciding what I was going to get, and I ended up getting the chicken bacon ranch BLT.
Oh, there you go.
Which is, I mean,
excellent
come on,
choice.
Come on.
I came up with that one myself.
Come on, George.
Actually, I think I stole it from someone else's menu, but yeah, I
That's
came up
awesome.
With it myself. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. That is just so good. It was such a good meal. And you know, like I said, this is such a great place to come. People just love coming here, and I know it because I see it all the time. I see the posts and everything like that. So speaking of posts, talk to me about this idea where you started doing all these Instagram videos, because honestly, your Instagram videos are just hilarious.
Thank you.
And you do the milkshake of the month and you do the gift cards and just whatever it might be. I mean, I think one of my favorites is because I like Elf so much, the movie, when the guy comes in and says, best milkshakes in the universe. I mean, it's smart. So where did this idea come from to have more of a social media presence?
So, you know, social media, you know, it's the new way forward. Right.
It is, yeah.
It's, you know, social media is free, right? It's free. It's free advertising.
Yeah.
It's, you know, the cost is your time.
Yeah.
And I've always sort of thought that you know, funny is best. I think everybody likes funny, right? I think everybody likes to laugh. Most people do. I like to. You seem like you do too. You know, and I wanted to take the funny approach because I figured, how do I reach more people? Also, one big reason behind the social media push is, like, everyone kind of knows that, like, their parents go to diners, their grandparents go to diners, right?
So they're not cool.
You're right, and they're not cool. Quote, so unquote. I wanted to take a whole nother approach, you know, because we want to attract a younger consumer,
yeah.
Right? Not that there's anything wrong with the older ones.
No.
But, you know, if I can attract...
They're going to come either way.
Exactly, right. Yeah. They're coming either way. Yeah. They don't look at Instagram.
Yeah,
right?
They're not.
You know,
look at Holiday Diner today. Yeah, right. Oh, my gosh.
Harold, look at this.
Look at right? this.
You know, I want to attract that younger customer, like that young couple that will be my customers for the next 30 years, right? I told you about those guys that come in the morning, right?
Right.
They come in here for 60 years.
Right.
Those guys are great.
Yep.
I love them. They are an asset, and they've been an asset to us for many years.
Right.
Now, what am I going to do for the next 30 years, right? I mean, it's not going to be him for another 30 years, right? I don't mean that in a morbid, you know, bad way.
Right,
but
right.
I need to – I was looking to find a way to attract a younger customer base.
Right.
And – keep them going forward. And Instagram was it. So I said, all right, I'm going to take a funny approach. And believe it or not, I got to give some credit to Anthony Occhino. So he is a kid. He graduated from Danbury High School last year. And he actually came to me. I think he's like a film major at Fordham. And
oh, Fordham's great.
Yeah.
Shout out to Anthony, by the
absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Tremendous.
So he came to me and he said, hey, I really like your Instagram. Would you like to maybe work on some videos together and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I kind of told him, I was like, nah, dude, I'm good. I was like, I handle it myself. You know, I'm all right. And then he had messaged me that actually one day. And then, you know, I told him no thanks. And then he stopped in. He's like, hey, man, it's me again. I think I can really help you out. You know, what do you say? So I was like, all right, I'll give you a shot. Right? I was like, you know, I'll give you a shot. And we did this video of just like me doing some like funny poses, making a milkshake. And I got like 5,000 views in like a day. And I was like, all right, dude, you're hired. And so him and I, we work together all the time. He, you know, we come up with funny ideas and he's sort of like the brains behind it. He comes up with the filming and the script and all that stuff. And, you know, I tell him, I say, okay, you know what? My milkshake of the month is going to be this. And right. He says, all right, we're going to do this or we're going to do that. And, you know, I come up with ideas sometimes, but he's really the brains behind the operation. He's been a huge, huge asset for me.
That is so cool.
Great. And he's 19 years old.
That is so cool.
Yeah, it's great.
That is awesome.
I love his ambition and his hustle. Kid's great. Kid's great.
That's so great.
Yeah. So, but I mean, I guess the answer to your question was, I knew I wanted to be funny. I knew I had to do something different, right? And, you know, anytime I want to try something, I'm like, I got to do something nobody else is doing. Right? Because if you're doing what everybody else is doing, I just feel like sometimes you just kind of get lost in it, right? I said, I got to do something completely different. And that's what I wanted to do. And it seems to be working.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really great. Definitely bring me back to like when you grew up in you know, Trumbull, the Bridgeport yeah. area. Definitely talk to me about your earlier days and everything like that.
Yeah. So I was a terrible student. Never did my homework. My original plan was to go into the diner from a young age, probably not even go to college at all. But my parents kind of forced me to go. Now, my parents are like the best parents in the world, but they had told me then, I don't care what you do, you are going to college. So I went to WestCon and I was a finance major. And I went and I worked as like a research analyst for like 4 years. And it just solidified the fact that I wanted to go back to the diner. I hated it. I mean, I enjoyed it. I've always kind of been a numbers guy, nerd kind of thing. But I just knew I wanted to be back here. I'm not the office job kind of guy. Right? I tried it, did it, wasn't for me. Here, it just feels natural for me. You know, I work way more hours now than I did before. But I don't know. I love it. It's great. Beat around people.
You are a people person. You really are. I could just tell. Like I just got those vibes like the minute I walked in and I can just tell, I mean, from talking to you now and just everything like that. And, you know, this diner's been around since 1947.
Yeah.
That is a long time. That is a long time. And that means it's pretty much a staple of Danbury. I mean,
oh, yeah.
I mean, it's got to be. And what does that, what, you know, what does that mean? Like having a diner that's been around so long that people just respect and love so much and is a staple of the community. I mean, that must be awesome. I mean, and what do you know about the earlier history? I mean, if you do, I mean, if you don't,
yeah,
that's
I
fine.
Do. So I reached out to the historical museum over here to try and find out as much information as I could. So it opened in 1947. The original name was Ray's Danbury Diner.
Oh, wow.
And then after that, it had changed to, I think, Gar's Diner, G-A-R. And then it was like something else for a couple. I think at first it was kind of, it had a bunch of name changes. And then eventually it became the Holiday Diner. And it was bought by, I think, a couple of brothers, Greek guys. And then, I mean, this was probably in the 50s, right? And then after that, one of the brothers sold it to his son-in-law. It was a guy named Nick Magoulis who had the diner for, like 40 years, right? So it's been Holiday Diner for, man, since probably the mid-50s, right? And then, obviously, like I said, 20 years ago, my parents bought it. What does it mean? It means the world to me. You know, people come in here all the time and say, you know, I used to come here when I was a kid. And people that moved away, right, come back and say, oh, man, I loved coming here. This place is a staple of my childhood. Right. I remember my dad taking us here after church, or I remember my dad taking us here after, you know, ball games. And to have, you know, in such a great, you know, eclectic city like Danbury, to be known by so many people, right, and to have survived this long, right? I mean, you know, this is, restaurant business is tough. I'm not just saying that because, you know, because I work in the restaurant business, but
it is.
It's a tough business.
It
and
is.
To last that many years, I think says something. You know,
me
I think
too.
It's, you know, it says something about Danbury, about the support of the people, but it says something about, you know, that we've been able to last so long.
Which is exactly why I wanted to get you on the podcast.
Thanks, man. Thank you. Thank
you. Because it's, you know, it's great folks like you who are keeping things going and keeping things thriving and doing really well. And like you said, Danbury is just so up and coming. It has been for a while. It's going to continue to be.
I love it.
John Oliver hates on it, which was so great for us, which was so great.
I know.
I love how I say us. You know, yeah. I've only been here 2 months. But
you're part of it.
Yeah, and you know, I got a John Oliver Memorial Sewer Plant T-shirt from the mayor when I moved here, which
was super
cool. So I love that, and I display that proudly at my apartment,
man.
And love reminding everyone that I'm from the home of the John Oliver Memorial Sewer
That's
Plant
great.
And Holiday Diner. And you know, I've told so
That's
many
right.
people to come to the Holiday Diner, so pretty soon you're going to be even busier. So I'm sorry about that.
Can't wait. Do I have to kick you something back for that?
No, not at all. Okay. No, I'm just appreciative of your time.
Cool.
And
you're a good
you
man.
Know, and my word is only so good. You know, people have to actually take the
well,
drive
right.
out here.
Yeah,
I can
yeah.
only tell them
yeah.
how good it is.
Exactly.
They, you know, I can only lead a horse to water. They got
to
right. do the
then
rest.
Then it's on me
know.
To deliver, right?
yeah. And then when they say, hey, you know, Jeff Spencer sent me here, hopefully. And that'll show the street cred.
Awesome, so, man. I appreciate that. Thank you.
But definitely talk to me about the menu. You know, the menu right now in Holiday Diner is so awesome. You know, what could you tell me about the great things that you guys do and the menu that you got?
Sure. Have? So, you know, I think a lot of us been to diners and we see these encyclopedia menus, right? And I never really liked that idea, right? Because I think anybody in the restaurant business knows that huge menu just means big freezers, right? That's all it really means. And
right.
I wanted to take a whole nother approach to that, right? Look, diners are simple food, right? They are comfort food. You know, when people come here, they're not expecting like duck confit, right? You know, they come here for comfort food, simple food. And it's a diner's job to do the simple stuff right, you know? And that's really something that we take to heart, right? I mean, like bacon and eggs and coffee, right? Staple of a diner. If you don't do those three things right, you have no shot
right.
as a diner,
right?
Right? It's simplicity. We say it all the time, right? I say the guys in the back, we talk about it all the time. Simple, 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 right?
Right.
Simple but good, right? Quality stuff. And
right.
I think everybody preaches that, but how many people actually deliver on that?
Exactly.
You know, and just because we're a diner, and I think, you know, and I think one thing that really kind of works to our advantage, and I don't want to say this in a bad way, but I think people sometimes, their expectations of a diner is like a notch down, right? In that if they can come to your diner and say, hey, you know what? I had a fresh, delicious salad, or, you know, the eggs were great, the bacon was really good, the coffee's fantastic, then, you know, I feel like that's an advantage for us, you know, because if you do take, you know, care in what you're doing and fresh stuff, simple stuff, you can impress a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't mean to say that in a cocky way, but I think we do a really good job at it.
No,
right?
You do.
I think, you know, we've simplified everything that we've done, right? Comfort food, simplicity. That's what diners do. Simple food, and they do it right.
Yeah.
That's what they should do. They should really not get out of their wheelhouse. You know, for so many years, diners, you know, they tried to do seafood. They try to do steaks. They do tacos. They do everything. I've even seen diners do pizza, right? I mean, that's not, if I want pizza, I'm going to go to a pizza place.
Yeah.
Right? If I want steak, I'm going to go to a steakhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, yeah, we have steak. Steak and eggs is a big thing. But I think that for a little while, their diners sort of lost track of, you know, their core of who they are, right? And I wanted to bring that back. I said, you know, this is what a diner is. It's simple food and it's done right, and that's what we're going to do.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. And, you know, and that's totally the vibe I get and the feeling I get when I'm here. You know, because when I saw your menu, there were so many things that were so hard, you know, it was so hard to choose, like, what I really wanted. Yeah. I mean, it was just crazy. And, you know, what are some of your favorite things on the menu? Like, what are some things that you like to give to people?
Breakfast. Big thing for breakfast is our homemade corned beef hash.
Okay.
People love that.
Yeah, okay.
Love the homemade hash.
I do love a homemade hash.
We sell tons of it. We make a Benedict out of it, too, which is really popular, the Irish Benedict.
It's nice.
English muffin, the hash, poached eggs, and hollandaise on top. That's a huge,
nice,
huge seller. You know, another big thing is the milkshakes. You know, that's been...
Yeah, the milkshake of the month.
The milkshake of the month program.
What inspired you to make milkshakes such a big thing of the diner and to put on the front best milkshakes in the world?
Best milkshakes in the universe.
Or universe. Yeah, universe.
Well, you know, it's just such an outlandish statement, right? And you wouldn't believe the response that I get from it. People coming on time, oh, you know, it's a pretty bold statement, you know, best in the universe. You know, who voted on that, right? It's such an outrageous statement that people play into it all the time. I think it's like marketing at its finest, right?
Yeah.
It's just, you know, no one can prove you wrong on it, right?
Right.
So I decided to do it a few years ago, and probably about a year, what's it been, like a year ago that we started the Milkshake of the Month program. Believe it or not, that's the kind of a thing that came out of COVID. I was saying to myself, we got to do something new. We have to be exciting, right? We have to do something new, fun. And I said, how about a Milkshake of the Month program? Right. And then it's really kind of taken off from there. I think the first one I did was banana and Nutella, and it had such a great response that I was like, oh boy, this is going to be real. And then it just, you know, and it's a good thing for me, right? It keeps me on my toes. Sometimes you get a little complacent, right? You know, you have a million other things going on and you're like, ah, you know, whatever, it's working, it's fine, right? But this shake of the month thing is, it's working really well for us.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I know the shake of the month right now is PCP.
PCP.
So yeah. Definitely
you
explain.
You want to buy some PCP?
I would love to.
All right.
Definitely. Yeah. From you. Only
yeah,
from you.
Yeah.
Definitely explain to me what PCP is.
PCP. It's peanut butter, chocolate, and pretzel milkshake.
Ah.
Sweet and salty. It is so far, you know, and it's funny, I keep saying this because it is sort of a fairly new program for us, but every month that we've done it, we sell more shakes than the previous month. So every month I'm like, oh, this is our best-selling shake. Well, this is our best-selling shake. Nope, this is our best-selling shake. And so far, this is our best-selling shake.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
That's great.
Yeah, it's really good.
That's like my softball team. Every game we try to score one more run than the last one game, and so far we have.
Nice, man.
So we're very proud of that.
That's awesome.
So we got the same kind of thing going
same
on.
Same kind of thing, yeah.
Let's try to top the numbers from the week before, the month before.
Do you win?
We didn't.
No.
We haven't won yet this year, but we have heart and soul.
That's all that matters.
And I think that's key.
Yeah.
And we love beers.
Oh, that's the best part, right?
We're called the Smoking Bunts.
Smoking Bunts.
Shout out to my team, the Smoking Bunts.
Great.
Yeah, they're awesome. They're great guys, and the team name is just hilarious.
That's fantastic.
I mean, Smoking Bunts. But, you know, George, what are some things, you know, when you're away from the diner and you get some time to yourself, what are some things you like to do in your free time?
I just hang out with my kids, to be honest with you. My son is 3. My daughter's 1.5. Actually, we're expecting again. She's due in October.
Nice.
And, you know, I'm here. As I'm sure you talk to a lot of people in the restaurant industry.
Yeah.
You just got to be here, right? And you spend and dedicate a lot of your day and a lot of your time to here. So really, when I'm not here, I just want to hang out with my kids and my wife too. And I love her too.
Nice.
Yeah, it's that's really like that's the best part about me is my kids. You know, I'm not all that exciting. My kids are the best.
No, you're awesome, man. We love you.
Yeah, I'm
no,
average. Great. Average.
What do you love so much about Danbury? I mean, being here as long as you have, what are some highlights for you and what are some things you really love? I mean, you know, I know Mayor Mark was great and, you know, our new Mayor Joe was awesome. And
absolutely.
You know, we have Taylor O'Brien and so many great people who do so many
great
things.
Shout out to Taylor. She's, you know what? I hope everyone in the world hears this. Taylor has been great for the holiday diner. She's always
the diner,
you know,
debate.
She's putting me on to everybody. She's always shouting me out on like the city Instagram page.
That's how I found
on her
you.
Page.
That's
she's
how I found
best.
You. Yeah.
She's the best.
And she
shout
did
out
the,
Taylor.
She did the diner debate, right?
Yeah, that's the diner debate. Yeah. That was one of the ideas from Anthony for a funny video, and it worked. That was pretty good.
Lou Milano.
Lou Milano. He was here for breakfast today.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he's a funny dude.
He's the best.
He's so funny.
Lou's great. He's gonna come on the podcast sometime. He's so busy. He's
awesome.
A busy cat, but we
he's
love him.
Dude.
We appreciate him.
Dude.
Oh, he's the best. We love Lou. But that's so great. I mean, yeah, I mean, Danbury is just so awesome. And I'm, you know, I'm so glad to be here and to be able to come by here and get to know people like yourself, man. It's great.
Awesome, man. Yeah. It's well, you know, that is the best part about Danbury. It's the people.
Yeah.
Right? You know, I meet people from every single walk of life, from every corner of this earth. You know, I feel like I've met them here in Danbury. You know, Danbury is known for having, you know, a big Lebanese population, a big Portuguese population, Italians, Greeks, Mexican, Ecuadorian, Brazilian, there's like Cambodian, you know, there's everybody here.
Yeah.
Everybody's here. And it's great.
Yeah.
I love it. Like, that is the best part about Danbury. I can't tell you how many people I've met that come from a different part of the world. In here. Just in here.
Just in this diner.
I met a guy, it was like a month ago. He was just here. We was having lunch one day. We were talking. He's from Nigeria. You know, there's people. I met a guy from Iran. I met a guy from, there's a guy who's a Buddhist monk that comes here. Like, it's just, we get everybody. That really is the best part about them. I wish the whole rest of the world can, like, see Danbury. Right?
Yeah.
And see how great it is and how cohesive it is and just how wonderful it is, right? I mean, it just, like, you see it now, right? You've been here, what would you say, 2 months?
Yeah, just about 2 months,
Everybody's here.
Yeah.
Everybody's here, and I love it. And it just blends and it meshes so well.
Yeah.
Right?
No, it does.
Is that just me? Or, you know,
no.
You know, it's just, I don't know. I just, it's great. It's great seeing these people, talking to these people every day. That's the that's hands down the best part of
it. It totally does. It totally does. And you know, today you said that you were slamming that the diner was so busy and everything like that. You know, do you have any like stories or any favorite moments of being here and working here or any certain things that just pop out to you that, you know, maybe you think are something good to tell?
Oh boy. there's stories good and bad.
Any that.
Good and bad. Yeah. All right. Let me think of a good one. I don't know. Want to do one good, one bad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right. I'll do one. All right. I'll do the one bad one. So this is Sharon. Sharon's been working here.
Hey, Sharon.
She's been working here for like 40 years.
Nice to meet you.
She's been working here for like 40 years.
Nice. Right? Oh, my gosh.
And so I'm going to tell a story about my first, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So, all right. A couple memorable stories. One, the first day I ever came to work here.
Okay.
The first day.
Okay.
And this is a true story.
This
and I know it's going to sound fake.
I love first days.
But this is a true story.
I'm sure everyone loves a good first day.
So. So, all right. It was my first day working. Like I said, I'd spent all summer in Greece. I was like 14 years old. And this guy came in and he sat at the counter and I asked him if he wanted coffee. He said, yeah. And he says to me, and I had this, you know, this gold chain on, which my grandmother got me right years ago. He says to me, hey man, I like your chain. And I was like, you know, 14 and gold. I was like, oh, you know, thanks man. You know, my grandmother got it for me, you know, whatever. He literally opens his coat. Like, you ever see the movie Coming to America?
Yeah.
Right? He just opens his coat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he
great
goes,
movie.
You want anything else? He goes, he had like necklaces, he had watches and everything else. And you know, Sharon, wonderful Sharon that's been working here for 40 years, just came running out of the corner. She's like, hey, get out of here. Scram, get lost. Get out of here.
That's awesome.
You know, the best story that I have was, I remember one night we were just about to close, and there was an accident right outside. And it was kind of a bad accident. You know, one car got mangled up pretty bad. And it was a younger girl. She was driving another car. It hit her. And, you know, I ran out there, and she was really shaking. Thankfully, she was okay, but she was really shaken up. And so, like I said, we were closed at the time. So I told her to come in. She sat down, and I gave her the phone. She called her parents. And, you know, then they came and they picked her up, and thankfully everything was okay. And then like a year ago, she stopped in and she was like, "Hey, are you the guy that, you know, helped me with the, you know," I forgot who she looked like. And she goes, "Are you the guy that helped me when I had the accident?" And she's like, "I just want to say, you know, thank you. That was so nice of you. I never forgot you." And, you know, that to me, that was like such a feel good, great moment. Right. You know, that was probably my favorite story.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Warms the heart a little bit, right?
Yeah. No. Yeah. That's really great.
Yeah.
That's a great story. That's such a great story. Right. Oh, my gosh. You know, I know that when people want to order online, they can go through DoorDash, right?
DoorDash and Uber Eats. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's a game changer.
Yeah, huge
How are you with the call, you know? WestCon's nearby. I'm sure you do pretty good with the Uber Eats and DoorDash.
Definitely.
College kids
love that stuff. Yeah. We can definitely tell the dip in the Uber Eats and DoorDash sales. Like once
when summer.
Yeah. So like they left a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And yeah, we see the dip. Yeah. We see the dip.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, kids love the diner food, man.
Yeah,
it's
they
so
do.
Good. I mean, everyone does.
Who doesn't,
it's
just, right?
Right. Huh? It's a generational
thing. I love diner food, but I'm supposed to.
Yeah.
Right.
Are there any other diners you like, or not to get like?
Yeah. No, of course.
Unbiased here.
really, Orm's Diner is a great diner in Willen.
Oh yeah. I've been there a ton. Yeah.
I gotta say, to be honest with you,
are there any ones that are slept on besides, you know? Honestly, I think some people sleep on Holiday Diner.
I think so too. Absolutely.
I think it's changing.
Absolutely. We are changing.
But I think people do, and I don't like it. So
I don't like it either.
I'm here. I'm the agent of change. Oh, that's what I feel like.
You're hired. You're hired, 007.
But what are some others that maybe we're...
Believe it or not...
We're missing out on?
Frankie's Diner in Bridgeport.
Okay.
On Barnum Avenue in Bridgeport. Fantastic food.
Okay.
Great job. You know, he's kind of tucked away... But excellent diner.
Okay.
Really good food.
All right. Good to know.
Blue Colony Diner in Newtown.
So that's where I'm from.
Yeah. George, Newtown. The guy George that owns it, he's a great guy.
You know, their bakery items.
Yeah. Those guys are the real deal.
Their cheesecake.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of the things I've had there, just unbelievable.
Yeah. George, the guy that owns it, is a fantastic guy. Great businessman. Another George.
It's the Georges.
I'm pretty sure you can walk into like 90% of diners across
and just
America.
Say, "Hey, George."
And just say, "Hey, it's George." He'll be like, "Yeah, he'll be out in a minute. Hold on one second."
You know, I've noticed that. Yeah. You know, the fact that now that you mention it, what is, you know, what's that? What is it with the fact that, you know, Greek families own diners? I mean, is it just a thing, or,
you know, that's a really funny question.
Yeah,
because
not that it's a bad thing. It's
a great thing. Because
all the best diners are owned by Greek people.
If you go to Greece and say, "Hey, you know, where's the closest diner?" They're going to look at you and say, "What's that?" You know, Greek breakfast.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, there's no diners in Greece.
Okay.
Greek breakfast is diner. Coffee and a cigarette. That's, you know, they don't eat anything for breakfast.
Oh, my God.
I really don't know. Like, so, like, you know, when my dad came here 40 years ago, that's just the first job that was available to him. You know, it's funny because back then, a lot of the diners were still owned by Jewish guys, actually.
Okay.
And the Jewish guys took a very good liking to the Greek guys. I think they saw the same work ethic that they had. And they, a lot of these Jewish guys actually were very instrumental in helping the Greeks sort of take over the diner scene. Because back then, these guys had no money. They had no credit. They couldn't go to a bank. They couldn't borrow money. They couldn't do anything. I mean, they worked hard, right? But they didn't have the actual... you know, credit to back it up, and they financed a lot of them. And that's what really sort of set off this Greek revolution in the diner game. And again, it's so funny because, like, you go to Greece and ask for, like, corned beef hash, you're going to say, "What's that?" Right? When you want meatloaf? Like, they don't know what meatloaf is, right? Right? And they
love meatloaf.
You know, and, you know, they came here, and just those were the jobs that were available, and they took them, and they ran with it.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. Yeah. That's awesome. You know, at the end of a long day, George Serafagus, he's hungry. He wants something to eat. What's your favorite thing? What's your go-to food when you're hungry and, you know, you're really craving something just, not basic, but just something that is just your go-to?
Something not diner.
Even if it is diner.
I love pizza.
Yeah.
I love pizza.
You know, that's actually one of my questions for the end. That's so funny.
Dude, do you know that? And shout out to Good Old Days Pizza here.
Yeah, Matt
One
Stanzak.
Night on my way home, I stopped there and I got the French onion pizza.
Square, yeah.
The square pizza. And I was like, you know what? I picked up that and like a beet, I think it was a beet salad. And I was like, I'm going to take it home, surprise my wife, you know, have some pizza. And I got home. My wife was already sleeping. And I ate the whole pizza.
You're not the only one.
It was
one.
So good. I threw the box away so she never knew I had it. But I love pizza.
Expert move.
Love pizza.
Isn't it good?
Delicious.
Matt Stanzak makes a fantastic pie.
Shout out, Matt.
I just had one Friday.
Great dude.
Heat of the moment. Yeah. Such good pizza. The round ones, the square ones, it doesn't even matter. The French onion's great. You dip it in some ranch.
Oh, God.
So
good.
Forget about it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He's the real deal. Matt, you're the real deal, man.
Yeah, he's the best.
Yeah.
And he said likewise to you. He's like, I love George. He's the best.
Dude.
Yeah.
It's an honor.
Best diner.
From him.
Best diner.
Thanks.
Listen, Holiday Diner.
Diner.
It's no joke. Matt Stanzak right. gives it the seal of approval.
Like, Matt says it. That's it. That's the end of the conversation.
You're going to have a line at the door tomorrow. Right. And they're all going to ask if you have pizza. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. But listen, George, thank you so much. And a couple more things before we wrap up. I really appreciate your time. You know, thank you. And on a busy Sunday, what is your favorite part about what you do here at the Holiday Diner? And what is some of the hardest things about what you do here at the Holiday Diner?
My favorite thing, and I know I've like said this like three times already on
this.
It's the people, man. Look, the best part about this business is the people. The worst part about this business is the people, right? I mean, you meet some real tough
cookies,
man. You know, some people, they're having a bad day and it's your fault.
You're going to know.
You know, it's your fault.
Yeah, it's your fault.
You know, which I understand.
Yeah.
Right. You know, and I feel like I'm able to really sort of read people and handle people. You know, like I said, you deal with everybody here, right? Top to bottom, left to right, corner to corner. It really is the best part. Because without the people, you know, what are we?
Right.
Again, and I know that sounds like a corny, politically correct answer, but that's the truth. You know, these people come in and, like, I remember when we were closed, right, for COVID, and how many people had called me and they wanted to buy gift cards because they said, oh, you know, we can't wait till you reopen. We'd love to buy a gift card, help you guys through this. Like, you know, that meant the world to me.
Right.
You know, people... They didn't have to do that.
Right.
Right. They called me and they said, you know, we want to help you. We want to be there for you. We love you guys. You guys have always been so good to us. I mean, that's like the best feeling in the world.
Yeah.
It is the people. You know, that's the best part.
Yeah.
Hands down.
100%.
Yeah.
And what's the hardest part?
The hardest part, I'd probably say.
I mean, you said the people, but anything else or?
The hardest part is probably the, it's the long hours, right? Being away from your family, you know, being absent for stuff. You know, it's. You just got to be here, right? That's the only explanation I can give. And I'm sure, you know, like I said, you interview a lot of restaurant people, and that's, I'm sure, the answer that they're going to give you, right? You got to be here. You've got to be present. People have to see you. You know, there's just so many fires to put out every single day, right? I can't tell you how many times I'll have, like, a really busy day, and I'll just kind of feel, like, accomplished. Be like, all right, I got a lot busy today. Tomorrow should be an easy day.
Right.
That's like the kiss of death. Because you come in tomorrow and there's like a million other things to do, right? And like, you know, today, Sunday, typically I try to get out of here early. So we close at 3:00 on Sundays because I've devoted that to spending time with my wife and my kids, right? But I can't tell you how many times I just end up staying late anyways because I have no choice.
Gotcha.
Right? There's just so much going on. That really is the hardest part, you know? And I remember when I was young, you know, my parents, they had to do what they had to do, right? You know, they're the ones that took out the mortgages and the loans, and they had the hard, you know, it's easy for me, right? It's really easy to sit here and work and make funny videos on Instagram and have fun when you don't really have like a mortgage hanging over your head, you know what I'm saying? And I'm truly, truly thankful for that. And, you know, it's the hardest part. You know, I watched my parents for years sacrifice so much, right? Friends, you know, not going to events, you know, missing our games. I mean, we played a lot of basketball when we were kids. you know, missed our games. But, you know, and when you're young, you don't really understand it. Obviously, now I do, right? I get it because I'm living the same reality right now,
yep.
right? You know, I can go days at a time without seeing my kids. You know, we live in the same house, right? I'm up before they're awake and I'm home after they're, you know, after they're asleep. That's the hardest part.
Gotcha.
It gets to you sometimes.
Gotcha. But, you know. And like I said, I'm so appreciative of your time because, I do speak to a lot of chefs and a lot of them, they're giving me the little bit of time they have.
Yeah.
And it means everything to me.
Yeah.
I am so thankful.
Awesome.
I couldn't be more thankful. Like, and I tell them so much how thankful I am because I get it.
Appreciate you.
I totally understand. Yeah. I totally understand. I mean, it's super important to see your family and your friends and relax and have a life.
Right.
And a lot of times you don't get that. And
right.
So just this time right now, I'm just very thankful, very thankful.
No, I really appreciate that, man.
It.
Thank you.
And you know, the Holiday Diner, what are some things that you would like to see the Holiday Diner do in the future or just keep on doing what you're doing now? Or
I think we got to keep on doing what we're doing now. I think we're in a really good spot. We've attracted, you know, thanks to Instagram, we've been able to attract a ton of new customers. You know, this whole COVID thing, and I don't mean this, you know, I'm appreciative of COVID in a certain way. Not that, you know, somebody was sick or anything like that, but it really sort of forced me into a corner to say, you know, you gotta start switching things up. You gotta get real here, right? Because sometimes it's easy, like when business is good, you just kind of coast. Right. You know, you're just doing your thing and it's just going on and you don't really have to vary from you know, what's happening. And then all of a sudden COVID hit and then boom, right? Then everything just goes to zero. Right. And that really helped me take the diner, I think, to another level.
Awesome.
Right. Because I was sort of forced into like, okay, look, business is terrible right now. You got to come up with something. Right. You know, you can't just say, oh, you know, all right, we'll try again tomorrow. Right. You know, I had to be proactive about it. And I think the things that we've set up now, the Milkshake of the Month program, the condensed menu, I think that it's a good blueprint for us going forward. Obviously, my staff, I can't do this without shouting them out. I mean, they are the heartbeat. They are the day in and day out people that really just keep things going here. I couldn't do it without them.
Yeah, you have
they're
great staff.
They are
great
service. Fantastic. They're fantastic.
And that's you know, and that's one of the reasons why I keep coming back to certain places, just because, you know, the staff is great, the service is great.
Service is a big thing.
Yeah.
It's a big thing for me.
Yeah.
I get really upset with bad service. And I don't mean to be a downer, but I feel like you get bad service everywhere. You know, I'm generalizing, but I think people accept bad service in certain cases, right? Like sometimes you go to these big box stores and nobody really cares. You know, you ask a question and they ask four other people and you're just standing there waiting, right?
Right.
I mean, terrible service has become a norm in a lot of places and I can't stand that. And I really, really don't like that. Like, and we're a small business, right? If we give bad service, in most cases, people vote with their feet, you know, they're just not going to come back. They're probably not going to tell you, and they're just not going to come back.
Right.
Right. So you have to be on top of that. You've got to say, all right, you know, watch that customer, see what he needs, see what she needs. She didn't like that. Let's fix it. You know, you have to give good service. Like that, good service is like the minimum to me.
Nice.
Right. Like, you know, I don't think people should be applauded for good service. I think good service is part of, you know, the minimum of what you should be doing.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
It's
yeah, absolutely.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's great, man. Well, listen, one more thing before we wrap up, and thank you so much for your
absolutely.
Time, like I said. And that is one thing I like to ask all my guests when we wrap up. Given the fact that it was almost up for a vote that our state food should be pizza, you know, when you go out places, you know, maybe New Haven, whatever it is, what are some places you really like to get pizza? And what are some spots that you would really like to go for dinner? Usually my guests will mention something I've never heard before. So yeah. I'm always interested in asking. So what are places you like to get pizza? And what are places you like to just eat out?
Well, I'll give you a little pizza gem.
Okay.
In Trumbull, where I live. Trumbull Pizza Company.
Okay.
TPC.
Okay.
It's right down the corner from my house.
Okay.
Fantastic pizza.
All right.
Delicious pizza.
Good to know. Because my barber's out there.
That's right. Oh,
shout out to
right.
Long Hill Barber
that.
Company, Chris
that's
Erickson. Right. Tremendous. Do you cook or?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Awesome.
You know, we cook at home a lot.
Nice.
But if I had to pick a place...
Well, we say good old days, but...
Yeah, good old
days. Can only
days.
Give him so much love. I mean, yeah, he gets a lot of love.
Right. Actually, we went... there was a... I think it's called Republic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In Monroe.
Republic in Monroe. We went there about a month ago for dinner. We brought the kids, and it was fantastic. Delicious. Nice.
Okay.
Delicious.
Okay.
His name is... guy's name is Lundrum. Great guy.
Okay.
Great guy. Delicious food. Everyone cool. should check that place out.
Cool. Republic. Yeah. You know, I've passed it a bunch. Didn't have any time at, you know, at the moment when I was passing it to go, because I was usually going to the barber and racing back for a softball game. But good to know. Republic.
Yeah.
I like Monroe. Monroe is nice.
Good town.
I like Trumbull, too. I think Connecticut's special. But
absolutely.
It has an even more special diner
located
in Danbury, Connecticut. I can hear the train. Do you hear it?
You hear the train. That's right.
I can hear the train right now. Yeah. That means it's time to go. Yeah. That's a great signal. Another parking one. Yeah. Shout out to Metro North. Yeah. Parking it right now. And listen, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're the man.
This
dude.
Is great. No, thanks you're the man. This.
Nah, you.
No, you. Oh, yeah. Stop it.
Okay, me. Okay, me. All right.
But listen, thank you so much. George Sarafagas. The Holiday Diner here, 123 White Street in Danbury, Connecticut, right across from the Danbury Railway Museum. And listen, thank you so much, George. I really appreciate it. I wish your diner nothing but the best. And, you know, I'll talk to you again soon, and I'll see you again soon. And you have a good night.
You're the best, man. I appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
Huge thanks once again to my guest on the podcast today, the wonderful George Sarafagas. Thank you so much, George, for giving me some of your free time. I love getting to chat with you inside the diner, hearing all about the history, your passion, and just how great of a place the diner is to get together with friends and family and have a nice meal. Wishing you all the best, and I will see you soon. Yet again, just like that, another episode of Sweeten Up is in the books. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe anywhere you get your podcasts. We would greatly appreciate your feedback. As a reminder, you can play the podcast with the help of your smart speaker by simply saying, play the podcast Sweeten Up with Jeff Spencer. Thank you as always to my best friends, the guys who make it all possible, post-production and music Morgan Lutzi, art director Kurt Vinci, editor and writer Nick Passapretta, and a huge thanks to Devin Cipelli. Our guest on the podcast next week is still being determined at this time. We have such a long list of guests for this season. Everyone is extremely busy post-pandemic, but do not fear, a new episode will be coming. I mean, come on, who doesn't like surprises? You never know who I will speak to next. But until then, you know the deal. Stay safe, stay healthy, love you all, peace.